Welcome to Trailer Park. I'm Tim Villegas. I don't know about you, but I listen to a lot of podcasts on many different topics. A few of my favorites right now, this narrative sports pod from The Atlantic called The Play Callers, Strong Songs, where the host Kirk Hamilton breaks down a song and recreates each part. It's fabulous. And Deep in the Woods, where host Andrew McIntyre walks in the woods with his guests to talk about a single word. What's your point, Tim? This is a trailer podcast. I was interested in each of these podcasts because I listened to their trailers first. Trailers are a valuable tool for deciding whether a podcast is worth our time. After all, we all lead very busy lives. And on Trailer Park, Ariel Nissenblatt and I showcase podcast trailers and talk about what we loved and didn't love about those trailers. Because as podcast creators, you want to know what works, right? Ariel and I are recording async again. For this episode of The Park, we are going to share a trailer from the latest season of The Negotiators, from Doha Debates and Foreign Policy, a podcast that features the mediators behind the world's most challenging negotiations. Before we hit play on that trailer, a quick word about our sponsors, OSHA and FanList. Every podcast needs a hosting platform. OSHA is ours, and they make it super easy to publish your podcast everywhere people listen. Learn more at OSHA.co. That's AUSHA.co. And FanList, a fan page where listeners can leave messages for the podcast they love. Check out ours and leave a message at fanlist.com/trailerpark. Okay, here's that trailer, and I'll be back after it plays to tell you my thoughts.
We are back for another season of The Negotiators, the show that draws back the curtain on some of the most compelling negotiations around the world, past and present. Like the 1998 Good Friday Agreement in Northern Ireland.
When we went flying over to start the Good Friday negotiations, George Mitchell actually said to Tony Blair, "I don't know why you've come. There's no chance of an agreement."
And the U.S. soccer negotiations for gender parity.
I wanted this all to equal pay forever.
Also, how the conflict in Yemen might end.
We won their trust because of this previous relationship, but also because we have our presence and our weight in the society.
But we also hear about negotiations that should have gotten more media attention, like how the late Kofi Annan mediated a violent political crisis in Kenya.
I have never been in a process where the stars aligned the way they aligned in Kenya.
And the Watts Truce, a peace agreement among rival gangs in Los Angeles.
We were on the football field and Khartoum saw one of the brothers that he had allegedly shot walking towards him. And he said, "Khartoum, I'm with this peace treaty, man." And he stuck his hand out. And he said, after a few moments of holding the embrace, he said he felt the genuine love that this brother was given. And he said all he could do was just stand there and embrace the brother and just cry. It was an intense moment for him. It was transformative. He said because he never thought in his life that this cat would forgive him or he would be willing to forgive.
The Negotiators, a podcast from Doha Debates and Foreign Policy. Season 3 is out September 19th. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get into what Ariel and I thought about the trailer, I wanted to highlight that The Negotiators actually have 3 trailers, one for seasons 1, 2, and 3. The one you heard was for season 3. And just so you know, I went back and listened to all of them, and I think they are all very effective. I loved this trailer. It actually made me go straight to the latest episode and listen, which I don't always do, and I'm so glad I did. The trailer delivers on a number of levels. It gets straight to the point about why this podcast could be interesting to me. The music and sound design let me know that this podcast is well produced. And finally, the voice clips. Yes, let me experience what it might sound like when I hit play on that first episode. Wonderful job. I only have one note. The trailer for season one, I think, is your best trailer. And at least on Spotify, where I listen to my podcasts, it's the one that is tagged as your trailer. Okay, Ariel, what you got?
Hey, trailer heads, Ariel here. Tim, thank you for holding it down in the studio. Okay, my thoughts on this trailer. First of all, it's not quite a branded podcast, but it is a podcast that comes from a large organization that is well known. And I think sometimes what happens in that situation is that the trailers and, of course, the podcast too can come off dry and can come off like they've got a corporate overlord on top of them. And this trailer does not do that. This trailer is interesting. It's captivating. Like Tim said, the clips are a huge part of this trailer. And I don't feel that way about all clips. I think sometimes clips are kind of shoehorned into a trailer in order to give it a little bit more substance. But in this situation, we hear from famous people, or we hear from people that were associated with these really groundbreaking scenarios that have happened sometimes in our lifetime. And because of that, it adds context, it adds color, it adds flavor. And I think that the clips were perfectly selected, and the length of the clips was also absolutely spot on. This is the kind of show that might get assigned to you in college, or maybe in high school if you are in some sort of cool foreign policy class, that you might think of as homework if you just hear the title of it. But once you start listening, I think it is much more captivating, and that's kind of the beauty of audio. If you were to have to read about these conflicts, if you were to have to read about the power of negotiation, maybe it would be tough. But I think once you get the added depth of hearing these voices and of hearing from the people that were involved in these negotiations, it gives you so much more. And I think the trailer does a great job leading you to that. Thank you, Trailer Parkers, for listening. And now back to you, Tim.
Thanks, Ariel. And thanks to the fine people at Foreign Policy for submitting the trailer for The Negotiators.
Did you know, listener, that you can submit your podcast trailer to potentially be featured on Trailer Park, the Podcast Trailer Podcast? It's true. All you have to do is go to trailerparkpodcast.crd.co. We are taking submissions. We're always taking submissions. We have a lot to sort through, but we really like checking out your trailers and deciding what's going to be in the upcoming seasons of our show. So definitely go ahead and submit.
That's it for this episode of Trailer Park. Can I just say how fortunate I feel to be a podcast producer right now? Really, I love my job.
Aw, that's so sweet, Tim. Me too.
And on that note, we love our listeners. Please reach out to us.
Oh my gosh, yes, please do.
You can email us at hello@trailerparkpod.com. Find us on the socials on Instagram and Threads at @trailerpark_pod. Trailer Park is written and edited by me, Tim Villegas, and Ariel Nissenblatt. We record in Squadcast and edit in Descript.
We really like to take advantage of Descript's collaboration tools. Tim sent me his audio files. I then recorded my audio files. And then I threw in a little extra here and there from the script. I deviated a bit. So Tim, as you listen back to this, I hope you enjoy the extra flourishes that I put in.
Kayo Slikta designed our logo. Our music is from Melody.
That's MELOD.IE.
Happy trails.
Happy trails.